Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Trump got elected. Yay! Victory! 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 Trump's in office. Yay! We can lay down. We don't have to join our groups. We can stop sending money. Yay! We're free. Supreme Court is safe. I don't have to get off my butt and do anything anymore. It's been a long 8 years. Oh, I can relax and take a vacation. Finally. Good heavens. I've been telling you for years that gun control at the federal level is dead. It was dead when what's-his-face was in office. You know, gimme Obama phone, take. Confiscate. Give it over there, Obamacare. Socialist, now swimming with billionaires on billionaires' islands, mocking you and making fools of every one of you. That guy. Unbelievable, isn't it? Really? I don't know. Kind of like Bernie Sanders, you know, running his mouth and then buying a $700,000 home. And the whole thing's a joke. That America, you see through that. But I told you for years, gun control, federal level, dead. Institutional gun control is what I called that, remember? Dead at the federal level. It's moved to the states. It's been pushed to the states. Bloomberg knows that. Bloomberg also knows that obnoxious New York billionaires are toxic everywhere except New York. That's why every town for gun safety was created, not because Shannon Watts was a mad Facebook mom who started a Facebook page because she's just so concerned about what happened at Newtown. You believe that big lie, I'm going to sell you the bridge over the River Kwai, and guess where it is? It's in Wichita. Give me money. Because that's how stupid they think you are. Unfortunately, sadly, many of you are. Many of you fall for it. But Bloomberg stays out of it because even he knows that you hate him. He's not stupid. That's why he didn't run for president. Boy, we wish he would have. Maybe he would have gone away if he were soundly and roundly rejected by all of America. Maybe that needs to happen. I don't know. Because when people find out that it's his money, they get sick. Nobody wants New York obnoxious former billionaire liars carpet bagging in their free state. So every town for gun safety, the shills, the front groups, set up offices all over the place, and he funnels millions of dollars to them and then comes after your freedoms. Meanwhile, he sits atop the pillar of billionaire-itis in New York City, doling out grants to whoever he wants to, handing millions of dollars very quietly over here to the people who at the state level are taking your rights. And there are a lot of politicians who feed into that machine and that web that Bloomberg's created. We've been telling you about this for years. If you've been paying attention, you know this. The states is where this battle is fought. You can't lay down. Proof positive of that. I'm going to read you right now. Then we're going to go to my guest for the hour. And it's real easy. You like to end the week on a, you know, happy note. Sing happy gay songs and end the week on a happy note. Can't happen. Freedom can't take a break. They're waiting for us to lay down. They're waiting for us to take a break. You ever heard of SB 719 in Oregon? Gator Gaynor and the crew out there are beside themselves. I know you are, Gator. I know you are. I know this is killing you. I know it is. And the whole crew in Salem. Salem is listening. Yeah, Portland, you're listening too. Medford, Eugene, you're listening. SB 719, creates processes for obtaining extreme risk protection order. It sounds, wow, what's wrong with that? Extreme risk protection order. That man's at extreme risk. We need a protection order. prohibiting a person from possessing deadly weapon when court finds that person presents risk in near future, including imminent risk of suicide or causing injury to another person when court finds. What's wrong with that? Sounds like due process, right? I mean, the court found. What's wrong with that, Mark? Man, you're losing it, dude. Come on, man. Quit being such a rabid, crazy gun nut here. I mean, the court found that this guy needs an extreme risk protection order for my safety. You gun nut, you. You wacko, you. It directs the state court administrator to study methods for improving efficiency of courts and to report to appropriate committee or interim committee of legislative assembly no later than September 1, 2018. Establishes procedures for law enforcement officer or family or household member of person to apply for order. You know who that could be? We'll go there in a minute. Establishes procedures for respondent to request hearing. And for continuance of order after hearing or if hearing is not requested. Establishes procedures for termination and renewal of order. Requires court to order respondent to surrender deadly weapons and concealed handgun licenses within 24 hours of service of initial order and immediately upon service of continued or renewed order. Provides for law enforcement officer serving order to request immediate surrender of deadly weapons and concealed handgun license and authorizes law enforcement officer to take possession of surrendered items. Allows respondent to surrender deadly weapons to gun dealer or third party in lieu of law enforcement officer. Punishes violation of order or false application for order by maximum of 1 year's imprisonment, $6,250 fine or both. Permits service upon attorney or party in juvenile dependency proceeding by electronic mail or electronic service through court's electronic filing system. Means they'll take their your money however you want to give it to them or they want to take it from you. Prescribes how proof of service is to be made when service is by facsimile communication device. Really? Facsimile? People using that today? Electronic mail or electronic service. What's wrong with that? Well, it just builds procedures, man. It's just saying, hey, this guy's a danger. Somebody requested he get an extreme protection order, and the cops are going to take his weapons because, my gosh, he's going to hurt himself or somebody. Here's the problem. You ever heard of ex parte? You know what that means? Have you ever heard of due process? You know what that means? Joining me to talk about this for at least the remainder of this segment and next segment, and then stay with me for the hour to talk about some other things, because this is the journey to the states that we've been talking about for many, many years on the program, is Kevin Starrett, the head of the Oregon Firearms Federation, great organization out there, and I'm proud to call him a friend. Kevin, pleasure to have you here. This is confiscation at the highest level, but Kevin, explain something to me. I mean, come on, it's just, you know, it's just for extreme protection from somebody to save somebody. You know, like when the ex-wife who might be in a battle for kids might not like her husband. And, you know, Kevin, talk to me here, man. This is incredibly dangerous.
All right, I want to just explain as much as I can what the bill actually does. And what the bill says is that a family member, which means someone who's related to you by blood, or a spouse, or someone who lives in your house. So, for example, right now, my future daughter-in-law is living with us briefly until they move it into Washington. And so she would be a member of my household. Can go to court without my knowledge, say that they fear that I'm either dangerous to myself or to somebody else, and get a ERPO, an extreme risk protection order, which means the cops then come to my house. This is the first I'm hearing of it, right? They come to my house, they say, you now have to turn your guns over to us, a gun dealer, or another party, okay? And the whole thing gets increasingly bizarre, and you have 24 hours to do this. So let's think about this for a minute. One of the qualifiers for having, one of the things that can allow a person to get one of these orders against you is the fact that you have a purchased or attempted to purchase a firearm in the last 180 days. Okay? I purchased a firearm today. That is enough of a reason for a family member to go get one of these orders and have all my firearms confiscated. But not just my firearms. Every deadly weapon in the house. So if someone gets this order against me, they would take my guns, my wife's guns, both my son's guns, and any knife in the house. I only find out about this when the policeman comes knocking at my door. Now, imagine somebody who is genuinely suicidal. The cops show up and say, we're taking all your guns. Is that not the perfect opportunity for suicide by cop? Or let's say a person is genuinely dangerous.
Okay, stop. Well, I need to stop you right there. Let's say a person is genuinely dangerous. When we come back from this break, I want to pick it up right smack from there. Kevin, I'm going to turn the mic back right over to you as soon as we come back from the break. Perfect timing. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Kevin Starrett will be here right after this. Remember, we're talking about the states. This is where you live. We'll be right back.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome back. It is the end of the week. It's the weekend for you. If you're listening to us live, if you're catching us on the podcast, this is the Friday show. I love daily radio. I do. I love it. I love the opportunity to spend the time with you. And, yeah, Sean just notified me, too. The survey ad spot just ran. And I'm going to tell you this until the end of the month because I really want your opinion. I value it. And thank you so much to those of you, the scores of you who have gone on and taken the survey at armedamericanradio.com. Please do it. Have your friends do it. And anybody else, take the survey. It's a great one. It's a lot of fun to take. I'm not one of these guys that likes to sit down and do, you know, surveys for free stuff. That's not what this is. This is helping me help you as gun owners, as family. You've been listening to me for nearly a decade now, and I really want your support. I know I have your support, but I want to see it in the survey because I'm trying to find out a little bit about you, actually a lot about you. What kind of guns do you have? What kind of caliber do you have? All that fun stuff, okay? So head over to armedamericanradio.com. Take the survey. You'll get a discount on Brownells. They're helping us out with this as well to provide it to you as an extra incentive. It takes about 15 minutes, but it's fun questions. You'll enjoy it as a gun owner, as a freedom lover, as a CCW permit holder, as a constitutional carryist who doesn't have to beg for a permit if you live in a free state, okay? You'll enjoy it. And it helps us along here at Armed American Radio continue to provide you the amazing content that we're able to bring you every day on a growing list of stations every single day and every single month. We appreciate it. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Click it. It's right there. Take the survey. Kevin Starrett. All right. You've been visited, man. Keep going.
All right. So cops come to the door of a person, and this person actually is genuinely dangerous or hostile. Well, nothing's changed because, first of all, the person has 24 hours to get rid of the guns. And then they're still living in the house with the person who made the accusation. So they're still every bit as dangerous. Now, here's the thing. This bill was sold, and this is a very cynical lie that was told by the sponsor of this bill, that this was about suicide prevention for veterans. There is not a single word in the bill about preventing suicide or about doing anything for a person who's genuinely in some kind of mental health crisis. Not a word. A person who is accused of being either suicidal or dangerous to other people has their property taken away without ever having had an opportunity to be in court, but no help is offered to them. Now, if a person is genuinely dangerous, they can't be trusted without a custodian, let alone with a gun. So they have done nothing to make anybody any safer.
So let me stop you for a second. So you've got somebody. Let's take the guy who is maybe, oh, I don't know, having problems at home with his wife. I mean, gee, that's not a real common problem, I'm aware. Marital problems, maybe they're fighting over money and stuff, you know. Yeah, gosh, this is unbelievable. But somebody, let's just set up a hypothetical here that there's a slight problem in the house. Guy's not a danger. They're fighting over money. The wife's had enough. You know, there's alcohol involved, whatever the case may be. She can go get an order against this guy, and the wife knows that his guns are precious to him. Cops show up the house. He has no advance notice, and he has 24 hours. Now, don't you think that might send somebody during the 24 hours maybe off the edge?
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's somebody who isn't really dangerous, who has no violent tendencies, has now been humiliated in front of his neighbors. His property's been stolen. All of this without him having an opportunity to stand before the judge. And so now you've got a person making an accusation who has no mental health credentials, and you've got a person, a judge, making a decision who has no mental health credentials. And now people's property can be taken away from them without any proof that they've done anything wrong. And on top of this, in addition to family members being able to make this accusation, any police officer can make this accusation. So when the bill came before the committee and the senator who introduced it, Green Beret Colonel Brian Boquist,
He is a Republican, by the way. I want to make that very clear.
He was a Republican who owned an ammunition company, okay? He came to the committee, and he mocked people who were afraid that this could be abused by what he called crazy ex-wives. And he said, that's really stupid, because if you're living with your crazy ex-wife, you've really got a problem. The problem with what he said and why it makes no sense is that, what if your crazy ex-wife happens to be sleeping with a cop? Now, he gets to make the accusation, and the cops come, and they take your stuff. And there's nothing.
All right, now, hold on. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody out there right now is going, yeah, okay. I mean, listen to the gun nuts. Let me tell you something. I actually know somebody whose ex-wife is sleeping with a cop. I actually know somebody, very good friend of mine whose ex-wife is now living with a cop. I'm telling you right now, I swear to you, as the day is long, what you just said is absolutely realistic. And let's just say this is not a happy-go-lucky type of deal. I'll just leave it at that. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there are people who actually live with their ex-spouses. I mean, I have a doctor who lived for 4 months with her ex-husband as they were, you know, finalizing whatever they were doing. So it's not that far-fetched, and the person doesn't no longer have to be related to you if they're in your household. Plus, it could be somebody who lives on the other side of the country, somebody who hasn't seen you in months. And on top of that, your guns can be basically confiscated even if they're not in your possession. So if I own a gun that's in another location, like I'd keep a gun in another state or something like that, or in any other place, those guns would be taken as well. So, but now I'm suicidal, I'm homicidal. I've got 24 hours to either kill myself or the person who made the accusation.
All right, now, again, I want to stop you again. Yeah. So I mentioned maybe the guy who is, you know, not off the rails now, who has now been humiliated, is going to go off the rails, number one. Number two, let's take the guy who is off the rails and now has 24 hours to act on being off the rails.
Absolutely. And you know the
people. Now he's going to kill who he knows made that accusation.
Of course. We brought up all of these things. We brought up the fact that, okay, what if a person owns Class 3 NFA firearms? Well, they can't transfer them to anyone else in 24 hours. And the police aren't legally allowed to have them either. And we brought this up, and they said, we don't care. We said, what about the danger? What about the real risk of suicide by cop? We don't care. And that's why nothing in this bill is about preventing violence. There's only one purpose to this bill, and that is to attack gun owners. That's all it does. It's a method to attack gun owners. Look, at this point, you're considered crazy if you own guns by some people. You know, if you happen to have married a liberal, she might think you're dangerous or that you're wrong just because you own guns. Or you might have a son or daughter who's made the mistake of going to some liberal college and now comes home and wants your guns confiscated.
All right. Now, I got to point out, Kevin, that we're talking – you're in Oregon. The rest of the country has watched what's gone on in Portland. We've seen – look, this is ripe for abuse.
I don't see how it can be anything but abused. I just don't, because, look, if somebody drafted an amendment to this bill that said before this person can successfully have a person's firearms confiscated, they must have attempted to reach out to some mental health professional or suicide prevention hotline. So if I want to get this order against someone in my house, I would have had to make an attempt to get them some help. They refused to even discuss the amendment.
All right, when we come back from this break, I want to go a little bit deeper here, too, because I want to go into due process, all right? And I want to make a comparison about maybe the terror watch list that we love to hear about from the Democrats, right? The terror watch list. Anybody on the terror watch list can buy a gun, all right? We want to, because we've debunked that on the show dozens and dozens of times, and I want to debunk the myth here that's happening here, too, because we're talking about due process, or actually the very unconstitutional lack thereof. More with Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation, right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Remember to take the survey, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Help us out over here, okay? Help a brother out. I love the engagement from you as an Armed American Radio listener. I love getting all of your emails. We're going to be reading some this weekend, too. I'm hoping to have a really big show for you lined up on the Monster broadcast coming up this week. They're all great programs, but we'll have a good lineup for you, and I'm really looking forward to it. Back to Kevin Surratt, Oregon Firearms Federation. And I say this, you know, Kevin, thanks for coming here. On short notice, I called you 15 minutes before we went to air, and I said, bro, I got to have you on. You got to talk about this, because I know Oregon's going crazy. We have a lot of fans in Oregon. You do great work out in Oregon. A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about this today, begging people to rid the state of Boquist, that he's got to go. But, man, it's Oregon. And, you know, this is proof positive that elections have consequences. I can't think of a better case. Let's go to due process for just a minute. This case, this bill, which has passed both houses now, as of today, is your governor going to sign it?
Absolutely. The governor's
of course. The
biggest contributor was Mike Bloomberg.
Of course.
Contributor when she ran for election was Bloomberg. And, in fact, he's given well over $100,000 to the Democratic caucus here. And, of course, the Democrats control both houses of the legislature, and they have the governor. And so there's – I mean, she's probably signed it already. You know?
Yeah, this isn't something – they don't wait around with this stuff out there in Oregon. Blue, blue, blue. And this bill was co-sponsored, and she's going to justify that with bipartisan support. That's what she's going to do.
Well, and that's
okay.
How it's been presented is in the Senate – exactly one Republican voted for it, and that was Boquist. In the House, exactly no Republicans voted for it. And so they call it bipartisan if they get one person someplace to do it. But it is so dangerous. You can't even begin to imagine how dangerous this legislation is.
Well, let's imagine it right now, because let's go into the due process issue. This is what is so vitally important, and this is what we talked about when we were discussing in bigger, you know, national issues. We're talking about the terror watch list. It's why the ACLU can't stand it. It's why even the Huffington Post gets it. Even the crazy lefties understand, hey, you know what? I could be put on that list. Or I know somebody who was on that list. It flips both ways when it comes to this stuff. Now, we're talking about an individual who has had an accusation made against them. But of course, we all know Boquist is right, right? Of course. It's never going to be abused. There are no crazy ex-spouses out there of either gender that would ever do this. Good people don't think this is really going to happen. I mean, that's just the gun nuts going crazy, coming up with all this crap because they don't like common sense legislation. That's the garbage you hear from them. And I could use satellite radio moment words, but I'm not. The fact of the matter is, someone can walk right up to a judge who's angry at you, get an order, cop shows up at your house. Now the bill is written so benign. The cop will ask you to surrender your guns. They're not asking you nothing. They're going to go in your home and take your stuff, whether you like it or not. They're going to give you 24 hours first to see if you comply. But if they don't, then they're going to throw you down. It's that simple. This is, there's nothing good going to happen from this. And I want you to think about this. An accusation, and you have absolutely no ability to stand before a judge and say, that person is a nutcase, angry at me for this, 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 and this reason. You don't have that opportunity. Am I exaggerating here?
Well, not really. The problem is that after you've been punished, after you've had your property stolen, you've been humiliated, you then can request to go before the court and make your case and prove that you're not crazy at your own expense. But this is after you've been punished. And you got to remember, in Portland, we have a judge, a guy named Kenneth Walker, who has stated on the
record that all
guns, including the cops' guns, should be put on a barge and dropped in the ocean. The man is mentally ill, and he is going to be making judgments about whether or not you can own a firearm or a knife. And there, as a matter of fact, there's other things in this bill that are just technically weird. For example, they're supposed to provide you with this order that says this is what's happening to you. And in the language of the order that they give you, it says you have to, if you want to contest this, you have to do it within a year. But buried in the bill, which you will never see, it says you have to contest it within 30 days. So it's just a big charade, and it's a game, and it's so off the charts dangerous. It's so guaranteed to be abused by vindictive family members, while providing zero protections for people if they really are living with someone who's dangerous, and absolutely no help for somebody who's genuinely suicidal.
And all right, I have to ask this.
He doesn't care.
No, I have to ask this. Again, I play devil's advocate, okay? If you don't need carve-outs in bills, if what you believe in as a gun controller is real, you don't carve anything out. You go for broke, baby. Go big or go home if that's what you truly believe. If it's really real, you don't carve something out. In this particular case here, if you really believe this, if Boquist really thinks this is good legislation, if all those good Democrat gun grabbers really believe this is good legislation, there's no carve out for 24 hours. You go in, guns blazing, you take the property, you lock the guy up.
Well, but that, I think that kind of proves the point that...
Of course.
What this is intended to do is to just hurt people. And, you know, there was...
Exactly.
...used to discuss... said, hey, wait a minute... How about, why, you know, I will tell you, I got an email from Boquist. This is just to show you how whacked out this situation is. Prior to the bill going onto the floor, I know I've known Boquist for 20 years, but I get an email from him. It was also sent to our local NRA lobbyist, and it said, you guys don't care about veterans blowing their brains out, but I do. Then he said, your members have been harassing my wife. His wife is someone I've also known for many years, works in his office. I've never had a harsh word with her ever in my life. And it was this nasty letter that he then shared with the entire Republican caucus and the press because they reproduced it. Okay, that's understandable. The guy's mad because we're opposing his legislation. About the day before the bill goes to the floor, I get another email from him saying, are you planning on putting a floor letter out, which is a thing you can do in Oregon where an organization or an individual can put a letter to every legislator concerning a bill on the floor of the Senate or House, but it has to be approved by a legislator. He was offering to approve and distribute a letter against his bill. Okay? Then he got up on the House, on the Senate floor, and started this bizarre rambling speech where he started out by talking about asking people if they liked his suit. And I will tell you, you know, the guy had always been a reliable supporter of gun rights, said Green Beret veteran, all that stuff. And now he's just done this hard left rudder, and he everybody blames it on the fact that his stepson committed suicide last year. Now, that's a tragic thing. But what's really tragic is that Boquist's inability or unwillingness to deal with his stepson's problems has now he's taken it upon himself to force the state to do what he couldn't do. And so everybody's going to be punished because of his inabilities or unwillingness to take action in a situation. If he knew his son was having problems, why didn't he intervene? If he didn't know, okay, this bill wouldn't matter anyway.
I have to ask a question. I have to ask a question. That poses legitimate concern. I have legitimate concerns about him. Is he mentally stable?
Well, you know, I will tell you, if you asked me this question 2 years ago, I would have said certainly. But in the last couple of years, my interactions with him have become increasingly strange. And this floor speech that he did, by the way, is available on the Oregon legislative website. The video's there. Anybody can watch it and make their own judgment. But, you know, the legislature is typically a place, hopefully a place where there's some decorum. He gets up on the floor. He's up near the front of the chambers where he's close to the Senate president's podium. And he turns around and he said, "Hey, Mr. President, how you doing?" And I thought, well, that is a weird way for a senator to start a speech. And people just don't talk like that. And then it just wound out from there. And since then, he's just his behavior has been completely inexplicable. The man is not stupid. He has to.
All right, well, we're getting ready to take this break. I want you to think about this during the break, too. Another question. Usually I'm going to quote you, the man has been reliably gun-friendly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually when someone makes a left turn like that or a hard turn like that, money's involved. So I'm going to come back and ask another. First, I'm going to ask a legitimate question. It sounds like he might not be all there, and maybe he needs to get looked at. Maybe, and that's a legitimate concern because of what you just told me about his stepson. Maybe that has to happen. Maybe some of those psychologists who have never talked to Trump and have come to all kinds of conclusions might want to look at that floor speech and see if they can come to a conclusion about somebody that they might happen to agree with as a gun grabber and see if they're honest. And number two, I want to know if he's getting any money from Bloomberg. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, provocative question at the end of last segment, but a legitimate question as far as I'm concerned. What I'm hearing here, and I'm going to go watch the video of that floor speech. I want to pay very careful attention to that. I also didn't have enough time. Kevin, welcome back to the program. Kevin Starr at Oregon Firearms Federation. Kevin, I wanted to pull up the judge's comments to the individual that you're talking about hating guns and putting them on barges. And if I could, I would get rid of all guns. The guy's a complete lunatic. And I've played his comments on this program many, many, many times over the last couple of years, or whenever he made those stupid, boneheaded, you know, bigoted remarks about my civil rights. But I digress. And I have to ask the question, you know, based on what you just told me, sounds to me like he might want to go talk to somebody, which to me sounds like by doing that, that he's putting himself in a position to become a victim of his own bill. Now, is that true?
Oh, it's absolutely true. I mean, whether or not he needs some mental health intervention, I can't say. In the last couple of years, he has been, my interactions with him have gotten increasingly erratic, but I'm just telling you what my interactions have been like. I think, is there money changing hands? Well, the thing is that if there was, I know in this state, it's frequently Bloomberg does not report money that they,
right.
they give people, and we know about it because the recipients reported it, which they had to do, but Bloomberg, which was supposed to report it, didn't. So there could be money changing hands. I mean, that's always a possibility.
Just a legitimate question. I'm just asking the question, just like I am about the mental health aspect. Certainly somebody that's a traumatic experience that maybe, just maybe, this bill is a reflection of his own thought process. I don't know.
I encourage people to go watch his speech. It's fairly long. I mean, he did pause in the middle of it to he was attacking another gun group that had been criticizing him, And in the course of that, doing that, he paused on the floor to say, what a stand-up guy I was. You know, it was just this weird kind of rambling thing. So I don't know. You know, I mean, it could just be that he's a strange guy. But ultimately, we all have to live with the fallout of what he's done. And whatever the cause is of him, he crawled into bed with the most militant leftist anti-gunners in this state. This is a bill that they've tried to pass in the past, the liberal anti-gunners. He made it happen for them because now it was bipartisan and it was a conservative Republican and everything. Ultimately, it doesn't matter what his motivation was. Ultimately, he has damaged this state in a way that's just not even calculable.
At this point, too, it's safe to say it's irreparable because this isn't going away unless there's a political sea change in Oregon, and that ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen anytime soon. I mean, the rest of the country is moving, I think, largely in a good direction. We've got more and more states with constitutional carry. But the coasts are, I mean, the entire West Coast has been, we've held them off for a really long time. I mean, in all the years that Oregon Firearms has been around, it's almost 20 years, they didn't pass a single anti-gun bill until 2015. And then in 2016, we beat everyone again. This is almost this kind of retribution. This is, and when we were able to demonstrate that this bill not only would not do what it said it would do, but is in fact going to get people killed, they were perfectly fine with that. Didn't want to discuss it, not an issue. When we brought up the problem about how do you transfer regulated guns, they said, well, you know, we don't know. When we said if they get confiscated by the cops, some small town police department, do they have the means to store all these guns? Well, some do and some don't. We brought that up. They don't care. It's not an issue. It just doesn't matter. It's going to hurt the people they hate, which is people like you and I. And they've got the majority, and they see the writing on the wall because they're so furious that Donald Trump won the presidency that they're going to take every opportunity to just strangle anyone who is not a borderline communist.
Is there any possibility, and of course you are plagued with the Ninth Circus out there, is there any possibility that there's a judge with a brain cell in his head that can, you know, issue some type of injunction based on what we're hearing from you now as far as this 24? Because it seems to me like there's a basis for a legal play here with the 24 hours, this not being feasible, not being workable, much like we saw in Nevada where Bloomberg wasted, you know, tons of money to get his little initiative passed and then find out that it wasn't workable by statute. Is there something in play that we can work with here?
Well, I will tell you from the beginning, I mean, if you watch the debates yesterday, you'll see that even the Senate Republican leader pointed out, he said, this is unconstitutionally vague. It's almost certain to be challenged legally. Since about 8 o'clock this morning, I've been answering hundreds of emails, all of which have asked that question. Is there a legal, is there a way to respond to this in the judicial system? I'm meeting with lawyers next week. I'm going to have to ask them honestly. What, you know, there's certainly, I think there's a basis for a challenge. The question is there a sensible judge in this state? Probably not. Not after what we saw happen to Mike Strickland, you know, the journalist who got arrested. So I intend to pursue anything where there's a possibility because that's what we're here for. But I can't answer what the likelihood of success is. I think that if there's a possibility, we're going to explore it because there's too many people at risk. But until I get an assessment from the lawyers that could say, here's where we think we can get it, I just don't know.
You know, what's really sad about what you just said in the response was that is there a judge here that would, you know, you don't think so. We're predisposed to know already based on the political tilt of the left in that state.
Well, listen,
that there isn't a judge who would literally follow the law and look at that and find out what we all know. Those of us with a brain on our shoulders know is common sense versus those who just simply feel and think who don't care. Because that's what you're describing is pure ideology.
Oh, it is,
over
absolutely. And when this
constitutional rights.
This bill was discussed in the House Rules Committee. It wasn't even a public hearing. They didn't even tell the public it was happening. Myself and the NRA rep got an hour's notice. We were there, but the public wasn't invited to be there. I mean, they weren't prevented, but of course the public wasn't there because they didn't know about it. I brought up this whole issue of the judges, and one of the anti-gunners on the committee said, well, you know, we elect judges in this state. Well, the fact is we don't elect judges in this state because we have a game that we play, and the game is a judge in this state will always retire 2 or 3 months before his term is over. Then guess what? The left-leaning governor gets to appoint his replacement. Then that person is an incumbent. The only political position that identified in our voters' guide as incumbents, and nobody runs against them. So the whole system's completely locked down, and I think, yeah, maybe for $750,000, we can mount a legal challenge. The likelihood of success is not great, given that we are a state that the controlling party despise. I mean, look, you can see all the other things we've done. We refuse to fund mental health care for veterans. We just taxed health care plans. The state is completely beholden to a couple of small special interests who extort money from their members, keep these people in power, and that explains we're essentially going bankrupt. And nobody will address it because it is exactly what you said. It's just ideology. It's keeping themselves in power, and workable solutions are not ever considered.
Sadly, two things. I hate to use the bumper sticker logic, but I'm going to have to close out the segment with it. But number one, elections matter. Elections have consequences. And number two, this is exactly why, quote unquote, black robes matter. And when we know we have a 5-4 split on our Supreme Court, we're in dire trouble in this country. When we know that we have judges that will put their ideology above the rule of law in a ruling, we are in very, very, very tough place in America. Kevin Sturrett, tell everybody where they can go to help you. We've got 20 seconds.
OregonFirearms.org. Everything you need to know is up there. And if there's something that somebody wants to know that isn't there, call or email. We answer everyone.
Strickland's sentencing date is when? Real quick.
He's been sentenced already. He's actually started serving his time on weekends. And so he's already been sentenced. We have funded his appeal, which will be in the works, you know, any day now.
How much time did he get?
He got a total of, I think, 48 days or something like that with some time off for time served, and he's served on weekends.
All right. We'll talk to you about this outside of the confines of the airwaves. Thank you for everything that you do, Kevin Sturr at Oregon Firearms Federation. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a prohibited gun-free zone. I'll see you on the MonsterCast this weekend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.